Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Got the biggest what-ifs of the last 10 years in the NFL. We have gone through these ones so far. What if Chip Kelly had gotten Marcus Mariota? What if the Jets had drafted Russell Wilson? What if RG3 had never gotten hurt? What if the Eagles had hired Ben McAdoo? What if the Bears had drafted Pat Mahomes or Deshaun Watson or pretty much anybody else? What if Nickel Robbie Coleman had been called for pass interference? And what if Miles Jack wasn't ruled down? We've got a few more for you. But also, Corey, we said, let us know, where are you listening from? I honestly thought a few people would be like, hey, I'm listening from here or there. That is not what happened. What happened was a bunch of people texted in from the 406. The fan in Milwaukee is horrible. I'm a Milwaukee Brewers fan and I've tried to listen. I can't, so I listen to you guys.
Huh. I knew about that person. That's why I did some Christian Yelich talk yesterday for him.
Okay.
Good job, Mike. Good job, bro.
Good job. From the 817, or excuse me, from the 406, I'm listening from Billings, Montana. From 804, Richmond, Virginia. From the 910, Cincinnati. And they put Ohio, which probably reflects what they think about our intelligence level, which is okay.
I have a Richmond, Virginia story.
Ooh.
We might have to circle back to that.
I'm sure that's good.
It's sports.
Richmond, oh, okay, never mind.
From the 254, Alaska. You guys got a following here. From the 214, I live in Atchison, Kansas. Look it up. You'll feel sorry for me.
I know where that is.
From the 703, I'm listening from Ogden, Utah. 602, Phoenix, 214, 10-year Tolo, now in Topeka, Kansas. I'm listening from San Marcos, South Dakota.
Topeka, almost famous in that movie.
That's right. Jersey, Wilmington, North Carolina, Kansas City, Fresno, California, Atlanta, New Jersey, Nebraska. Don't worry, Corey. Actual Nebraska, not the colony
gotcha,
of Nebraska.
Gotcha.
Oregon, all kinds of places. It is remarkable.
When did Nebraska become such a great furniture maker?
That's why we would travel up to Nebraska every single year, Mike, to the Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Kevin, you know that dude Prospect that we play Call of Duty with?
Yes.
He's playing with Zeke all the time. He's in Boston by way of L.A. Hasn't lived here, but just found us on the radio.com app, and that's he started listening to G-Bag, and now he's a big fan. So, it's wild how many people lived here and moved away. It's also wild how many people just that big one umbrella app have been able to find us. So we appreciate all the listeners all over the country. Move back to Dallas and listen.
I'm really going to impress you with a couple of these. Buffalo, multiple people from New Mexico, Delaware, and then this from the 214. I'm listening all the way from McKinney, Texas.
Mm,
woo,
nice.
So the reach, it is strong.
What about Japan?
It
you got any
strong.
People in Japan?
Oh, yeah. We have a listener in Japan as well.
I will say, for the person in McKinney, I am always amazed driving, whether I have to go to Dripping Springs, you know, a couple weekends ago, or wherever I have to, you know, sometimes travel to, how far you can drive and still get the fan outside of kind of your Dallas-Fort Worth area. You're like, you're 2 hours outside of Dallas-Fort Worth and you're still able to get a good signal.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that. 100,000 watts, baby. All right. So the biggest what-ifs in all of football. This one fascinates me because I think it could have affected at least a couple of teams. What if the Rams had never left St. Louis? We definitely don't think that the LA move would be architected by the Chargers, right?
It was all architected by Jerry Jones.
Well, so. Like, what would be the other team? Because they're not pinning all their hopes and prayers on the Chargers carrying the L.A. market, right?
Well, at that point, maybe the Oakland Raiders go back to the L.A. Raiders. I mean, if we're eliminating those teams, I mean, they had been in L.A. before, so if they're getting a brand-new stadium, maybe Oakland goes back to L.A. Obviously, Jacksonville does not need to have an NFL football team. They don't care too much about it. I don't know if you can move Jacksonville, though, all the way to the West Coast and kind of keep your divisions intact. You'd have to maybe do a re-division alignment there. So,
Corey, what would you think about that potential? Is that the new L.A. stadium continues to exist, and instead now it's the Chargers and the Raiders, and now there's no Raiders in Las Vegas, and maybe it could be Jacksonville. Maybe they wouldn't move that far. Maybe Vegas wouldn't have a team at all.
Yeah, I like that Vegas has a team. So I know we're doing what if, but I like the way that this is all set up, except for the way the Chargers and Rams are sharing a stadium. That's the only thing I don't like. I don't ever feel like I'm ever going to say the L.A. Chargers correctly. I think I'm always going to have San Diego in my mind here. But I like that that Vegas has their team, because it's a really hot spot for betting, and that I think that's going to open up a lot of doors for the NFL to feel more comfortable with gambling involved in their sport. So I think that move really is an essential part to what's going to happen there.
Isn't it amazing how popular football is in the United States? And it's really only popular here for the most part. There's other places that kind of like it. Canada kind of likes football. Europe seems to kind of like American football. But it's only popular here. Yet, in the second biggest city in our country, they don't really care about football.
You're right about that. And then you compare that to the ravenous fan base up in New York with the first biggest city. Like, maybe you would think, like, maybe just big cities are apathetic to football. But, like, I cannot imagine more ravenous football communities than, like, New York, Chicago, Dallas. And then you have L.A. and they're like, either way.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
When are the Lakers playing?
Yeah, exactly. This one is one of the biggest ones on the list. What if Andy Reid had gone to the Cardinals? So you go back to 2013. Word was that the Cardinals were thinking about picking up Andy Reid before they, quote, settled on Bruce Arians. So now that had an impact on the Cardinals. And then obviously it had a huge impact on the Chiefs, since that's where he went. And it kind of seemed like for the most of the time that Andy Reid was going to do with the Chiefs what he did with the Eagles, where he would bring them to relevancy, but they would only go so far. Well, obviously all of that narrative has now been shattered. Do you think he could have had success with the Cardinals? And do you think Kansas City also would have had success in a totally different way? Would they have picked up Alex Smith? Would they have, like, I don't know what direction they would have gone.
I think Andy Reid's his vision for what he wants his team to be is so clear, and he's a great communicator when it comes to getting what he wants his offenses and defenses to do. And so, yeah, Kevin, I think Andy Reid will be successful anywhere he goes. I also think, though, that you have to have the right front office to work with to make that vision come true. Because, you know, the NFL, and Mike, you made a point about this yesterday. You can have a great coach, but if Jerry Jones is standing in his way the entire time, and not, you know, making a push for the right move when a coach wants it, then it's not going to work out. Bill Belichick has a lot of freedom. Bill Walsh had a lot of freedom to do what he wanted to do. The great coaches have had that freedom to say, this is what my vision is. Mike, I always go back to this. Bill Walsh had a moment, it's in Lombardi's book, where he was at the stadium, and he's in the middle of a game, and he clicks over to Lombardi on his headset, and he said, hey, Mike, remind me to fire the PA guy. Because he wanted everything in the entire stadium, down to details, to be exactly what he envisioned so they could win championships. And I think Andy Reid is the same kind of personality, where he has a vision for what he wants. It's whether or not he has the right group. And I think the Hunt family in Kansas City is the perfect combination, and he got the perfect quarterback for him.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. for specifically for Arizona.
I don't know.
Is okay. So Arizona, when he would have gone over there, like Bruce Arians, you know, he hit the ground running. They went, I think, 10-6 that first year. But then the next 2 years, 11-5, 13-3, they had Carson Palmer rocking. Do you think he could have made it work? Now, I know he could have gotten to the conference championship game because that's what he does. But do you think that he could have made that group work? Because for several years, man, the Cardinals were pretty damn good.
Yeah, and with Fitzgerald as a receiver.
Oh, and that's when he was, like, awesome.
So maybe
I agree with everything Corey said. As long as the Cardinals at the time had the same sort of front office structure and ownership support that Andy Reid gets in Kansas City, he could have maybe won a Super Bowl there or been close to as successful as he's been in Kansas City. But it's important to have a great coach, as Corey said. It is also, as we found out here for a long time now, it's very important to have a good ownership front office.
Now, the hot candidates that could have taken over the Chiefs instead of Andy Reid: Darrell Bevell, Mike McCoy, the iconic Mark Trestman, Josh McDaniels, and Dirk Cutter. So those were like next in line. So, I mean,
they kind of lucked out there, huh?
Look, if they would have eventually drafted Pat Mahomes, maybe things could have worked out for them. But that does not sound like a murderer's row of coaches right there that would really take you to the promised land.
I mean, I guess this is what I guess, though, with Andy Reid. It seems like he was the one that spotted Pat Mahomes. As Pat Mahomes, as we interviewed him in Houston, I believe, at the Super Bowl, when he was coming out of Texas Tech, he was considered a high third round, maybe even could sneak into the second round.
Yeah.
And that was at the Super Bowl. And then as we got closer to the draft, it was like probably somebody's going to take him late in the first so they get that fifth year on Pat Mahomes because just he has so much talent and his arm is so strong, but we're not exactly sure what he can be. But Andy Reid saw him as a top 10 pick. So maybe wherever Andy Reid was, as long as he didn't have a franchise quarterback in his hands that was in his late 20s or earlier, he was going to go up and get Pat Mahomes.
And he would have been replacing Carson Palmer. So theoretically, he would have still picked up Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, and to have the, you know, again, to have the front office that had the faith that this guy could make that move and that he was going to turn that guy into the player, that was a big, you know, big faith on their part. But, Kevin, also, don't forget, we interviewed Lee Steinberg and his lawyers so that G-Bag could interview Patrick Mahomes.
That is
Really?
So, yeah.
Thank you.
That's the whole reason that we were out there at the Super Bowl, so we could be the buffer to get all the other shows, the guests that they really wanted.
Those runners make you take so many crappy interviews just to get to the
that's
one
why we
guy
were there,
that's
Mike.
Actually you're going to want.
But, you know, Steinberg told us he was going to go in the first round, and I was like, okay. And, like, I definitely dismissed that. And then the next time we had him on, I was like, I want to apologize for that because I told you that wouldn't happen, and you told me, hey, Kevin, it definitely will happen. So, and he goes, yeah, what do you think about that? And I was like, well, you're clearly right about that. So the hell with me. All right.
Did he say, though, during that not only will he be a first round pick, but within 3 to 4 years of his career, I'm going to get him $500 million?
He did not. But I'll tell you, he was confident then because not only did he say he's going to go in the first round, he goes, and I bet he goes higher in the first round than you think. And I was like, oh, well, now that's a tease. Now, you let me know if you want to pick up. There's one more on the list, and it is sure to be the most controversial one on the list by 10,000 miles. Do you want to get into it tomorrow or just move on with our lives?
I don't know. There's a lot of games on tonight.
Cool. Let's do it tomorrow, Kevin. I'm just going to say.
You're going to read between the lines for that cryptic Mike Bassick statement. Whenever people would say, stick to sports, Bassick's like, yeah, okay, what sport?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.